With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The 31-year-old California man accused in the attack outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. last weekend, he's in a heap of trouble, facing three charges.
The first count is attempted assassination of the President of the United States. This count is punishable by up to life in prison.
Acting U.S. Attorney Todd Blanche.
The second count is interstate transportation of a firearm to commit a felony. This is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. And the third count is discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence, which is punishable by a mandatory minimum term of imprisonment of 10 years, a maximum of life, and the 10 years is consecutive to any other sentence imposed.
The U.S. Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro, says Cole Thomas Allen could face additional charges. She says there's no doubt he'd planned to assassinate President Trump, take out as many high-ranking administration officials as he could. Britain's King Charles has a jam-packed schedule in Washington today following a grand White House arrival ceremony and Oval Office talks with President Trump.
For only the second time, a British monarch will address the United States Congress. King Charles will follow in his mother's footsteps this afternoon when he speaks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Queen Elizabeth II addressed Congress in 1991 after the first Gulf War. Then this evening, the King and Queen will be guests of honor at a state dinner at the White House, hosted by the President and First Lady.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Trump administration appears unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. That's because the Iranians are apparently still not willing to abandon their nuclear pursuits. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 107 points. This is SRN News. In part two of our SRN News series on the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, a national landmark now under construction in the UK, its founder Richard Gamble explains how the wall is actually a massive work of art designed to be used evangelistically. The monument is set to open in 2028. It is itself a collection of answered prayers from the land it will sit on to the British government's national landmark designation. Listeners can share their personal stories of answered prayer by going to the website eternalwall.org.uk. The U.S. not the only country that is debating abortion these days. Court of Appeals in Kenya has overturned a ruling that affirmed the right to access abortions, setting up a legal clash that is likely to be appealed again to the Kenyan Supreme Court. This is SRN News. The National Religious Broadcasters has filed a complaint against late-night host Jimmy Kimmel.
The organization wants the Federal Communications Commission to investigate the ABC television network for broadcasting Kimmel's remarks on the April 23rd broadcast when he referred to Melania Trump as "so beautiful, Mrs. Trump, you have the air of an expectant widow." 2 days later, another assassination attempt was made on President Trump's life. NRB President and CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "When influential voices joke about death or treat political opponents as disposable, it contributes to a culture where violence feels thinkable to the already unstable. National platforms carry real weight, and with that comes responsibility." Keith Peters, Washington.
The cleanup goes on across parts of the Midwest, pounded by hail, strong winds, and flooding rains. More details, SRNnews.com.